call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. We've had some sun. We've had some clouds today at the moment. And I just took a look outside before I came into the talk studio here. It looks a little gloomy. I checked the National Weather Service radar, and really no rain showing up in our area. In fact, there are some showers that are expected to bloom as we move deeper into the afternoon, toward the mid-afternoon, but right now it looks like they're projected to go south of us, maybe even just south of Pittsburgh. So we'll keep an eye on things, unsettled conditions. It's going to be that way all weekend. Much of the time we will be rain-free, but we must always be prepared for a pop-up passing shower or thunderstorm. And that's pretty typical this time of year, huh? Warm temperatures, that's the big thing, you know. I remember just a couple of days ago, we had scattered light frost. Two mornings ago, we were well down in the 30s at the crack of dawn, so it's been a nice warm-up. And even though it's not picture postcard perfect out there in terms of blue sky and sunshine, nice and warm. Open talk to begin the It's Your Turn program today. We'll have guests later. We're going to get the lowdown on this year's Butler Road Race, which is now run under the auspices of the Butler County Family YMCA. So we'll have guests here to talk about that when it's coming up. I don't know, since the Y took it over, is it still the same time? We'll get all the details for you. Pretty big event here in our area. It'll be coming up in a few weeks. But it's open talk right now. 283-2525 is our number. Open talk at 283-2525. I'd like to know if anyone in our listening area has seen or heard any cicadas yet. This is supposed to be the year that we were overwhelmed. Now, there are several broods, as they call them, the bug scientists, several broods of these cicadas, and they don't all emerge the same year. But this is the year that the largest brood in our area is scheduled to emerge from underground, where they have been for the last 17 years. How do they know? I don't know. What? They talk to each other. Well, two more years, and then we can go above ground. But it's every 17 years. It's one of the marvels of nature, really, when you think about it. How do they know, you know? But they're supposed to be coming up, and it's usually around this time. And once they emerge, we have to do battle with them for about a month. And then they disappear again. They come up out of the ground, climb up into trees, lay eggs, and then they die. They are one of the ugliest bugs. First of all, they're big, they're monstrous, and they're kind of clumsy. They fly, and fly right into you. You know, you're walking along, and bang, one hits you in the face or in the arm. And they're ugly, too. Got these big bug eyes, and yeah. They don't hurt you, though. They don't sting, and they don't bite. They just bang into you, and they make this unearthly noise, this hum that you hear. And I think, I don't know, I read about this the last time they popped up out of the ground. I think it's the males that make the noise to attract the females for it. You know, it's part of the mating culture of the cicadas. Has anybody seen any yet? I have not. I have not. Folks, I tell you, when this big brood comes out, I mean, I've traveled down roadways that are just covered with them. And, I mean, you can hear your car crunching them as you drive along. Millions and millions of them will be emerging, but I have not seen any yet. Have you? Anybody seen any? Popping out? Mm. I have not. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. They stick around for about a month, and then they're gone. Anybody watch The Big Bang Theory last night? The ultimate show, the last two-hour finale wrap-up special? I did not. I'm not a fan of the show. I realize I'm one of the few people in the United States who doesn't really think it's that funny. And I've been in friendly arguments with family members and friends who think it's terrific, and that's good, you know. Everyone has their different tastes. I've never liked it. But they had a two-hour finale last night. What if you had to pick your favorite comedies on TV, all time, I'm talking about, all time, what would you choose? 283, by the way, is our phone number, 283-2525, 283-2525. My top three, without question, are MASH. I'm talking about sitcoms now, comedies. MASH, All in the Family, and Seinfeld. I think those are my three favorites. They were all very original when they debuted. They all lasted quite a while. And they're still funny. I don't think All in the Family is being rerun anywhere. MASH is. And Seinfeld is, too. And they're still funny. Seinfeld's the most recent, and even that has been out of production for 20, 25 years. Still funny. Yeah. Good stuff. We had a caller earlier in the week who mentioned the late Tim Conway, who just died a few days ago, as being a favorite of hers. And yeah, Cal Burnett Show was funny. Cal Burnett's a very talented lady. She's still alive. In fact, she was still... She gave a performance in Pittsburgh. It was last year. Wasn't it? It was last year, because we gave away tickets here at WISR. We sent some people down there. She was at, the Benedum or somewhere down in Pittsburgh. So she's still going strong. But who was the woman? Vicki Lawrence was with her on the Carl Burnett Show. But Tim Conway, now dead, and Harvey Korman, another staple, has died as well. That was a good show. That was a very, Cal Burnett, very talented woman. That was funny. If you're talking about that sort of a show, you know, a musical variety show. And I used to watch that back in the day. I thought Jackie Gleason's musical variety show was pretty good. Now, you know, we're going back a ways for that one. Probably 25, 30 years, maybe, at least. Jackie Gleason was another talented guy. You know, everybody remembers him. Well, those of us of a certain age, at least, remember him for The Honeymooners and his Ralph Cramden character. But Jackie Gleason was a very talented musician. He had an orchestra at one point early in his career. It was pretty good. I don't have any of his stuff in my personal CD collection, but I have heard it. I've heard the Jackie Gleason Orchestra. It was very good. Very good. I don't know. What else, you know? Some people, I guess, maybe would pick I Love Lucy if you were talking about your favorite sitcom. Okay. I don't know. I was a little kid when I Love Lucy was on. It didn't strike me as hilarious. Seemed to be kind of the same old, you know, episode after episode. But mostly it's old reruns that I've seen, so maybe when it was first run, it was better. I don't know. What do you think? 283-2525 is the number. I don't watch hardly any comedies on TV anymore. The occasional Seinfeld rerun, that's about it. But anyway, the Big Bang Theory, I'm sure that'll be in syndication. It'll be in reruns for years and years and years. It usually takes a little while after a series ends, but I'm sure it'll be popping up very, very soon. There's a new movie that opens today. I don't know whether anybody's seen any of these John Wick films with Keanu Reeves. They are really, really, to me at least, very disturbing. They're graphic violence. The one that opens this weekend is the third in the series. I'm familiar with the character. I mean, I'd heard about it, and a month or so ago, I saw maybe 10 minutes of the, it must have been the first one, I'm not sure, but it was on TV. It was on AMC, I think, American Movie Channel. And I didn't tune in to watch it. I was just clicking through the channels, you know how you do. Sitting there in your recliner, and you're clicking through to see what's on. And there was, and so I watched maybe 10 minutes of it. It was the most gratuitous, graphic, gory violence that I think I've ever seen in a film. Nothing but shooting people and blowing them up, and I mean, you know, blood spattering, body parts all over the place. Maybe I tuned in at the wrong time, but that's all it was. That's all it was. People throwing knives at each other and cutting people up, and my gosh. Is that the best thing we can do in movies these days? Well, they're pretty popular. This is the third one in the series, and I guess there are plans for a fourth already. Keanu Reeves. Now, I got some pretty big names in this as well. Halle Berry is in it, and Angelica Houston. Keanu Reeves. Long ways from what was the film he made where the bus was going out of control? You remember that one? Dennis Hopper rigged a bomb on a bus or something like that. What was that called? I can't remember now. The Chase? What? Speed. Is that what it was? Speed. Thank you, Pat. Pat Parker. I was trying to read his lips on the other side of the glass there, yeah. Yeah, that was an exciting movie. I remember seeing that one. But Keanu Reeves, if you ask me, has gone downhill a lot since then. I don't know. It's just, I have to wonder what, you know, those of us who are adults, we can look at a film like that and say, gosh, that is just grotesque. You got to wonder what that does to the minds of young people, you know, who are still very impressionable, and they see this constant shooting and butchering of people, and my goodness, scary. 283-2525 is our number. It's open talk on the program today. Hats off to PennDOT as they patched up all those potholes at the bottom of North Main Street Hill. For those of you who travel Route 8 through Butler on a regular basis, and, you know, there are thousands of people who do every day, the road was falling apart again for the last block or so, a couple of blocks, actually, at the bottom of North Main Street Hill, near the intersection with Penn. And we were complaining about it earlier in the week, and lo and behold, PennDOT crews patched it up yesterday. It still is going to need work. There's obviously something wrong with the, you know, underneath that road right there, because it keeps caving in, but at least they got it fixed up yesterday, and people don't have to weave back and forth amongst all the potholes. So hats off. PennDOT guys did a good job there. All right, let's go to the people and see what they have to say here on a Friday afternoon. Open talk at 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. This is real scary.
Hi, Scary. How you doing?
We're in an epidemic mode. Whether I don't know if you heard about these ticks or not. I got 3 tick bites, so I've got 2.
Oh, yes. They've been bad for several years now. Lyme disease, yeah?
Lyme, yeah. He said only 2 to 5% of the ticks carry the Lyme, but they come out with a new type of tick. It breeds without breeding. It just multiplies, just splits in half, and it's sad. My brother went in to get a vaccination for it. They gave him 2. He had to get the 3rd one, and they said, forget it, because it's not working.
I didn't know.
The best thing you can do is get Listerine mouthwash and mix it 9 Listerine to 1 water and spray it. All of your clothes, inside, outside. Don't drink it or don't spray it on yourself. But go put it on your clothes, on your hat. Talking to a girl, she got it in her hair and didn't know she had it. You know, because you don't see it in the hair, and you don't need the bullseye to even get it.
I did see a story back a couple of months ago that there was a new tick was making its way into our region.
Yeah.
As opposed to the, I think the deer tick is the one that carries the Lyme disease. But I never heard of this Listerine thing. There are other, there are bug sprays.
They claim the DEET doesn't work.
DEET?
I don't
really?
Know why it wouldn't, but... I've got this book coming. It's called Bitten. It was written by a girl. Both of them were hiking, and they both got bit. And it changes your life.
Well, it can, yes. I know of some people who have come down with Lyme disease. And
yeah,
you can
get it on
real.
A golf course. My wife's sister lives in a condo, and she doesn't go out, and she got it. They're airborne. They fly through the air. They get onto a bird, and they can drop off a bird, get on a deer.
They can get on animals, but those ticks don't fly, the ones that carry Lyme disease.
They don't fly. Thank you for having me on, Dave.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, thanks a lot. They cling to branches, leaves, high grass, weeds, that sort of thing. And when you walk through those areas, they're just waiting for you to go by, and they latch onto you, but they don't fly. They bite, however, and they suck blood, which is why they want to latch onto you to begin with. And they've been really bad for several years now. In fact, they keep getting worse. I'm hoping that we can get some natural enemy of these ticks to either that or develop a vaccine. That would be a real godsend if we could develop a vaccine for Lyme disease so that you could just, get a shot and you wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. It's a far cry. I know when I was a kid, my goodness, all the kids in my neighborhood, we played in the woods all the time. We never gave a thought to, I don't even know whether I ever saw any ticks. Probably would have known what they were if we did see them. But there was certainly no concern about Lyme disease. 283-2525 is our number, 283-2525, open talk here on the It's Your Turn program on this first segment of the program today. Would you fly? I don't fly a great deal. Would you fly on the Boeing 737 MAX, the plane that's been temporarily grounded? They have hundreds of them that have been grounded now for, a month or so? Maybe no longer. I suppose eventually many of these planes are practically brand new. I suppose they're going to bring them back online. Would you fly in one? I would not. I don't fly that much to begin with. But I do check when I am flying as to what type of aircraft it is, I've flown in Boeing planes that are fine. I've flown in a number of Airbus planes. That's a European plane. They are really good. Really, really good. And there's a Canadian plane, too. And there's a Bombardier, I think is the name of it. I flew in one of those the last time I flew to Boston. Wonderful plane. Wonderful plane. I would not fly in a 737 MAX. No way. No way. I don't care what they say they've fixed it or not. I wouldn't fly in one. 283-2525. Let's get back to the people here. Hi, caller. Thanks for waiting. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hello, Dave.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Quite some time since I talked to you last.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Oh, thank you. So you don't trust their angle of attack compensator software there in those planes, huh?
No, how could you? When Boeing, from all the reports that we hear, they knew that it wasn't working right. They knew there was a potential problem there. After that first plane went down, didn't say anything. And then another plane went. Would you fly in one of those planes?
Well, no, not anymore. I wouldn't fly in any of them with all the hassle you have to endure to take a ride somewhere.
Well, that is a hassle, but
it's a shame that both of those events happened. There's quite a story from behind the scenes, and a lot of American pilots are pretty up in arms about not being told about it.
I heard that story just a couple of days ago. Somebody had some audio of a couple of pilots talking about it, and somehow it made its way onto the internet. It's pretty disturbing.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to touch on a couple things from the past there I discussed with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just heard you mention Lyme disease there. I talked to you about that all back last winter or so anyway, but there's a couple new books out on that. Don't ask me the name. I might have to verify the title and the authors, but seen them recently that they were definitely at that Plum Island I told you about up there off the coast of Long Island where the biowarfare lab mad scientists were at. They were definitely back in the 50s out of that place weaponizing ticks, Lone Star ticks with different, I don't know what all, but definitely like a Lyme disease derivative, whatever, but
well, tell our listeners who, because until you told me about Plum Island, I had never heard of it before. Tell our listeners what was happening. That was a U.S. government facility, right? A U.S. military facility.
Yes, right after World War II, I believe they opened it up. They just recently, they're moving it to Manhattan, Kansas, the middle of Kansas. But there's a couple... They were involved with bio warfare stuff, weaponizing insects, whatever there. And this is quite probable where Lyme disease originated and got loose from.
Well, the name of the Lyme disease is named after a town on the coast of Connecticut, Lyme, Connecticut. And that obviously is not very far from... Plum Island that you're talking about?
No, I think it's like it's not even 20 miles. Yeah, it was like 1975, like an outbreak there. They discovered it in the population in Lyme, Connecticut, and now that's what they called it, Lyme disease.
Is this that you're this information you're sharing with me? I mean, is this substantiated or is this just conspiracy theory that people have put on the internet? Do you know?
Well, no, there's like two new books recently. Just there was an interview with one of the scientists that worked there, whatever, a lab guy, I don't know what he was like, one of the top guys, but he died recently. And on his deathbed, he made some admissions to what was going on there as one of the documented things from with witnesses and so forth. But yeah, it's quite a story behind that, too. Like everything, it's, you know, goes way deeper than just the surface, you know, what's in the news. But
well, what
scary.
Governments and the military of governments have done and are doing. I was just reading a story, it was last week, as a matter of fact, about how, I guess I should have realized this, but I didn't, how Great Britain, the United Kingdom, was racing to build an atomic bomb before the U.S. did. I knew that Germany, the Nazis, were working on it. I didn't realize that Great Britain had a secret program going as well. At the same time, we had, what was it called, the Manhattan Project here in the United States.
Well, they were hurting for money there. They were, their whole war effort there in World War II was... underfunded, to say the least, I guess, from what I know. But yeah, that Plum Island there, they were working. They, I guess they used that in when the war in Korea.
Oh, really?
They unleashed weaponized ticks in the Korean conflict.
Now, that I had never heard about, no.
Yeah, that was one of their first major triads there. But yeah, that's a... I wish I could remember the names of those books right now. I can look it up on the internet, whatever, with the right
And you say they're fairly new, you think? Fairly new books?
Yes. Just come out recently.
See if I can find something. Well, yeah, I'm kind of disturbed to hear that the U.S., if indeed we did use weaponized insects in the Korean War. I don't know. Do you think that's ethical? I have grave reservations about that.
Oh, I know what you mean. The same as with the poison gases and on, but
yeah,
absolutely.
Very, very analogous to that. I agree with you. Yeah.
Dave, the last time I talked to you, too, something from the past here, you haven't had open talk for quite some time, but I brought up a new entity called NewsGuard. Remember that?
I do not.
It's a screening process.
Is it streamed on TV or where?
No, it's a for-profit business. Tom Ridge, he's on the board of directors. I don't know if that rings a bell with you, but...
Yeah, I know Tom Ridge, yeah.
They're embedding this into Microsoft browsers and whatever else. They want to get it into all libraries and schools now.
Well, what's the purpose of it, do you know?
Whatever you want to call it, news or propaganda that they approve. You know, they don't want any unapproved ideas or opinions getting loose into the world is basically what it amounts to.
That's interesting.
There's all sorts of censorship and First Amendment things happening recently at a pretty fast pace.
Well,
and it's just like an organized business that's getting in on it.
Well, we may need that after all of the fake stories that were circulated during the last presidential election, many of them planted by foreign countries. I mean, and you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, they read something on Facebook and they take it as the gospel truth, and you know, that's not good.
Oh, well, it sure looks like an attempt to control all news to what, you know, people are allowed to hear. It's been in operation now for like about a year, I think. It's called NewsGuard, and
I'll have to check into that.
Not letting any unapproved opinions getting out there. And there's all kind of, well, there's an automotive journalist that I read frequently. He's been in the business for 30 years testing cars, and he knows, you know, all the tech stuff plus behind-the-scenes business going on and all the personalities. And he's been sanctioned recently by Google and Facebook for basically talking about the economics of the automotive business.
No, wait a minute. You say he's been sanctioned? What did they do? Did they not allow him to go?
They took his ad revenue from him on his website.
Hmm. Well, listen, I have to scoot here because my guests have arrived, but I'm going to check onto this NewsGuard thing, and I'll let you know what I think. How's that sound?
Okay, Dave, nice talking to you. Have a good one.
My pleasure. Have a good weekend. We'll take a break. Our guests have arrived, so we'll be talking to them here shortly. Get the lowdown on this year's Butler Road Race. Yeah, we still have it. We have had it for, 25 years, something like that. Yeah, maybe longer. That's coming up in just a moment or so. One of our sponsors on the program today is Miller Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler for, 126 years now? Wow. What a tradition, huh? They have literally served generations of families from our area. Miller Shoes, the Ciprians at Miller Shoes. Folks, I don't know whether you've ever tried SAS Comfort Shoes. They are the most comfortable shoes that I've ever come across. And SAS also makes sandals. Now, here we are on the cusp of summer, next weekend, Memorial Day weekend. If you're looking for a pair of sandals, or maybe a couple of pair, stop into Miller's and ask to try on a pair of SAS sandals. They come in a variety of colors and styles, and they're just as comfortable as their shoes. SAS sandals. Also, athletic shoes, tennis shoes for all members of the family. All the famous name brands are there at Miller's. Nike and New Balance and Saucony and Rockport, Keds, Skechers, Easy Spirit, Asics, Pro Pet, all under one roof. Lots of other famous brand name shoes, too. And always a nice selection of shoes on sale on racks for easy browsing. Miller Shoes, 215 South Main Street in downtown Butler. Open daily 10 to 5. Open Saturday 10 to 3.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location downtown Butler to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Time for a checkup for your pet. We recommend Suburban Animal Clinic. Or maybe Fido or Tabby's not feeling so well. Suburban Animal Clinic, a small animal veterinary practice located Route 8 south of Butler at the intersection with Thorncrest Drive. It's about 5 miles south of Butler. Suburban Animal Clinic, in the spirit of Dr. Dennis Damon. Their services include wellness checks for your pet, of course, also emergency care. They have laser therapy, dental available, also prescription diets. You know, one of the things that are problems for a lot of our pets these days, being overweight. Microchipping, they can handle that as well. Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8, south of Butler. If you're headed south from Butler toward Pittsburgh, as soon as you pass all the auto dealerships, start looking on your left. That's Suburban Animal Clinic, Route 8 south at Thorncrest Drive.
On May 21st, there's a very important election for a new judge in the Butler County Court of Common Pleas. This is Attorney Wink Robinson. If elected as judge, I pledge that I will perform my duties impartially, with competency, and independent from outside influences. The dignity of the court will be maintained. Your confidence will never be a cause for concern. I have 30 years of courtroom experience with the patience and legal skills to apply the law in a fair yet firm manner. Please elect me to be your next judge on Tuesday, May 21st. Paid for by William Wink Robinson.
Welcome back, good friends. It's the Friday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. We welcome guests into the studio for the next segment of our program. We say hello, first of all, to a friend and acquaintance of long standing, and that's Sandy Eilenfeld, who's the executive director of the Butler County Family YMCA. Sandy, good to see you.
Good to see you, Dave. Thanks for having us on.
Always is. And we say hello for the first time to Jill Zoria, who is the Director of Marketing Strategy and Development for the Y. Jill, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here today.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. Nice to meet you as well.
We want to get the lowdown on the Butler Road Race. Somebody asked me just last week, do they still have that there Butler Road Race? And the answer, Sandy, is...
The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Our 44th annual.
Oh, gosh. You know, I was speculating here earlier on the program. I said, how long has the Butler Road Race been around? 30 years? Much longer than
44,
that.
44, yes. Wow. So the Butler YMCA actually accepted it as one of our events last year because the original runners or the guys that started it had so much perseverance, but at some point you need to just get a wraparound of just some additional assistance,
after
right?
After 40 years,
I
yes.
mean, after 40-plus years. I mean, it's amazing how long they did that. Yeah.
So, Jill, are you involved in planning or in overseeing this event?
Yeah, this is the second year that I've been involved in the day-to-day kind of management and advertising, marketing of the program, and I think we're going to have a great day. We're hoping for good weather.
Well, what are the particulars? When is it coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be on Saturday, June 29th this year. And you can register now, of course, online or at the Butler Road or at the Butler Y. And the race starts at 9 o'clock, but you can actually register the day of as well, between 7:30 and 8:30, race day.
And some people might not know for sure whether they're going to be available or going to be around that day, you know.
You might not get a T-shirt. We just can never guarantee with that same day, but. If anyone's interested, we actually have on our Facebook page, we have a poll going on right now, and we're letting Butler area tell us what they think of the T-shirts, two different designs. So if anyone's interested in doing that, we're going to let the community tell us which one to print.
I'm looking at your poster here, which Sandy brought to me. This is a wonderful picture.
Isn't it, though?
The start of the race from some year gone by. I don't know when, but you got the Lafayette building and the courthouse in the background there, and the whole gang of people lined up and ready to go.
One of my favorite things about this event is it's such a wonderful community event. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we block off Main Street, and all families line up together and along the road, and you can hear names, you know, go John, go Mary. I just think that's so beautiful for a community to do that together.
Now, will the route of the race be about the same? Jill, are you involved with that too?
It is going to be exactly the same, yes.
So you start at the court or Diamond Park in the courthouse, run down Main Street. It's actually you're going north, but it's kind of downhill, and then hang a left on Penn Street.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
And all the way down to Alameda Park?
Yep, to Memorial Park, and they go down and do a loop around, and then they come right back up and return.
Mm-hmm. And that is a... How far is that?
We have a 5 mile or a 2K.
5 miles.
Yeah, so 5 mile race is $30, and the 2K is $20 up until June 15th. And it goes up $5. So if anyone's actually happy to say, we have almost about 180 folks registered already for the race.
Wow.
Which last year about this time, I think we only had 20.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some nice interest in it this year. It's well, there always has been.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
we ended
a
with about 400 last year.
Yeah.
But the day of, it was hard torrential rains when we were setting up the tents. So had I rolled out of bed and thought, am I going to do that event? It might not have been a yes because the weather was not cooperative early, but the skies did clear right at the time of the race time, and so we ended up having a nice weather for the event, but it was iffy right up until the moment we started the race.
I'm not a runner, but from what I understand, the perfect weather is actually a little bit
cool.
Overcast and
yes.
A little bit cool because if you're going to be running 5 miles, you don't
but
want
not
it to be
hard
90
rain.
Degrees.
Yes. Not hard rain.
Yeah.
We have so many volunteers, probably 40 to 50, and we were there at 6 a.m. and we just were crushed. We smiled and kept moving forward. What can you do?
Now, do you have automatic timing and stuff for this race?
We do. So Miles of Smiles will come and be the automatic timers, and which makes it really nice that someone can see exactly what they did as compared to their gender, their age group, and so they can look at their times.
So you get like a button or something that you pin on your shirt or your shoe, and then that registers on a computer when you cross the finish line?
Absolutely. Yep, exactly. And then we'll have all the race times and scores in place, you know, as soon as we can online.
Spectators.
If you think back 40 years, they would have done that all by hand.
The stopwatches, yeah.
And there were more than 800 people that participated at one time, right? So there weren't as many options for events. So this has always been a popular event. With fewer events to go to, this was a really popular event. But they would have all done that by hand. That's amazing to even think
that
about.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Well, if you're not up for a 5 mile run or walk, and many folks won't be, you can go the shorter distance, the 2K, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We actually added the walk to the 5 mile run because we really want to just help people move. So if you're walking or walking and running, you're still participating. Families can still cheer you on. That creates usually a little bit of training before. At the end of the day, our mission is just healthy living. So this also meets our mission to just try to get people moving.
Yeah, this sponsorship of the Butler Road Race kind of fits right in. With,
it totally does.
Your whole mission at the Y.
Yep, trying to keep people moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll be moving if you're doing a 5 mile walk or a 5 mile run, that's for sure.
Yeah, people just have so much fun with it. It was just wonderful. Last year was my first time at the Butler Road Race, and I, as a volunteer and a staff person with the Y, but I just thought it was beautiful. It was touching, so I can't wait for it again.
There have been in past years whole families who have participated together.
Butler Hospital has always been a prime supporter of this, financial supporter as a sponsor, and they really encourage their employees to attend. And there are a ton of good folks from Butler Health System that come and do the race, and they have T-shirts that say Butler Road Race and Butler Hospital. Really nice.
Fits in with their mission as
really,
well.
Really, really good stuff. Yeah. One of the big differences that when the YMCA took over is where the proceeds go.
Mm-hmm.
So when before the Butler YMCA had it, the proceeds went to area runners that were in high school and moving on to colleges.
Yeah, they gave them scholarships.
Correct. So when the YMCA took over leadership, we changed that in that the proceeds now go to help the community at large, all ages. So they move into the YMCA's annual support campaign, and through that campaign, we are able to do programming all throughout Butler County and programming that actually does help all ages. So that was a big change, but we do still feel like that's better for the community at large, but both things have been beneficial to Butler County.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Jill, the Director of Marketing Strategy for the Y. The Y has really been on a campaign to let people know what's happening there, let people know that it's far more than just a gym.
Oh, good for you. That's great.
You just teed that right up. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. We, you know, we've been tagging the line, "This is the Y," with a lot of what we're putting out there. And you know, Dave, it's all about stories and people and the raw and realness of, you know, when you walk through the halls of the Y, what you see there and how we lift people up and help them build confidence. And we just want to help everyone be able to live their best life. Everyone needs to be able to have that chance. And so it's knowing that the proceeds all go towards the annual support campaign to help bring that to life is amazing. So,
Can you run inside the Y here in Butler? Is there a track?
There is a track.
If you choose not to go outside?
There is a track. There's also treadmills and all kinds of exercise equipment. And even if you do another type of cardio exercise like swimming, jump roping, whatever else, cardiovascular exercise plays through, so you would still be getting fit to be able to do a walk run for 5 miles.
Mm-hmm. When you get older, are you still able to run? Don't your knees hurt when you get to a certain age? You know, you got the arthritis checking in and that sort of thing?
So I'd love to just respond to that just a little bit. So according to the Surgeon General, the guidelines for cardiovascular exercise for any adult is 150 minutes per week. 150 minutes per week. It can be chopped up any way a person wants.
Mm-hmm.
What they're finding is if a person does this, they will decrease their risks. And then you would say, for what? Cardiovascular disease, cancers, different kinds of cancers, a number of different risks. They'll actually increase their longevity. So they'll live longer, and the time that they live will be healthier. So their quality of life will be higher as well.
So that's 150 minutes of cardio.
Mm-hmm. Cardio, anything that increases your heart rate.
Okay.
So you want to increase your heart rate, and keeping your heart rate sustained just to what we call moderate intensity. The easiest way for me to explain that would be your breathing would be slightly winded. As soon as a person gets to that level, boom, their heart clock clicks on, basically, and that would be when they would time their 150 minutes. So if they got to that point and then they said, I could do 10 minutes. Good. That's 10 off your 150 minutes, which is a manageable way to get your cardio in a week's time with everyone's schedules being so different.
So you go by being slightly winded. What about if your muscles start to hurt?
If your muscles start to hurt, you're past slightly winded. So once you're slightly winded, then you move into like a sprint mode where you're sucking wind. And then with that comes lactic acid, which is that burn, and that's where your muscles, that's more than they're saying is needed for health changes.
Okay. Because that's what happens to me, you know, when I either walk too fast or too long without, I can't say that I get winded, but my muscles start to burn.
Yes. So the first thing would be just to pay attention to the breathing. When the breathing changes from normal breathing when you'd be sitting down to walking breathing, that's where you're at moderate intensity. And it doesn't have to be, some people think that they have to be running or pushing so hard that their muscles are burning and they're gasping for air. Doesn't have to be for actual basic health changes.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I understand what you're talking about here, but I have to pause for a message or two. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about appropriate exercise and the 44th annual Butler Road Race, which is coming up before you know it. It's not much more than a month away, just over a month away. Sponsors on the It's Your Turn program include Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They package items for shipping. Very convenient. Extremely convenient and very affordable, too. You can ship any way you want, U.S. Postal Service or FedEx or UPS, whatever. But they'll package your stuff up for you and ship it out. They also offer copying service, scanning, faxing. You can rent a temporary mailbox at Gone Postal Butler. They even have an official notary. They're located in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants on Newcastle Road. Open Monday through Friday. Gone Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. We will be back to talk more with Jill and Sandy right after these words.
You've lost a loved one. You feel alone. You think that no one really understands just how you feel, that it affects everything in your life every single day. Well, Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler offers a unique, sensitive program called Someone's Caring. It's carefully designed to help ease your pain and helps fill in the gaps when you feel so lonely. Men and women are invited to attend. Yes, more men are beginning to realize it's okay to express their feelings in a small group setting. They're finding it really helps. Over the last 20 years, we've developed a program that has helped so many people work through their grief. We offer five programs: a grief support group for those who have lost a loved one, for survivors of a suicide, for bereaved parents, and for those who have lost a pet, and individual sessions. Our own trained bereavement specialist, Robin S. Miller, personally conducts the sessions. Call us at Thompson Miller, 724-287-3706, 287-3706. We can help. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
Chatting about the upcoming Butler Road Race, 44th annual. It'll be Saturday, June 29th, last Saturday in June. It's already open for registration if you or somebody you know wants to participate, and we'll give you the directions on how to do that in advance once again in just a moment or so. I want to move on to some of the other programs that benefit from this, but let me make sure, Sandy Eilenfeld, that I understand. 150 minutes of cardio.
150.
Per week.
Correct.
You can chop it up any way you want.
Yes.
So if I'm, let's say, walking, and then you, when you feel yourself starting to become slightly winded, That means your heart rate has been speeding up.
Elevated, yes.
Okay, and that's when you start timing?
That's exactly correct.
Not before that?
Not before that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, you know, there's, for most people, it takes 2 to 3 minutes
okay.
to get up to a pace. If they just get out of their car or open their door and start to walk, it takes a couple minutes to elevate the heart rate to the place where the research has proven beneficial. That's not to say that all movement is not beneficial, so I wouldn't want to give that. And for every different person, when they become winded, it would be different according to their fitness level, their age, and things like that. But the easiest way is to say for any individual person, when they become slightly winded, their clock goes on, and then they can do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever fits.
Do you have to do it every day? Could you do it every other day?
You could do it however. You could do 150 minutes all at once. You know, the research is just saying in a course of a week to get that much time accumulated or individual is going to have health benefits.
I'd be more than slightly winded if I did 150 minutes all at once.
It would be all at once.
That'd be a lot.
Yes.
Let me ask you one more question. I see commercials on TV for these, I don't know, they look like high-tech stationary bikes. Does that work? When I look at that, I'm thinking, that's probably easier on your knees, you know, for people who have bad knees.
Well, the one thing about biking compared to walking or running is that your weight is suspended on a chair, on a seat.
Uh-huh.
So for that reason, it would have less impact. Therefore, it would be easier on your knees, easier for someone that is arthritic. The next easier step from that would be a recumbent bike where you can lean back. And then the next easier step from that would be to walk in a warm water pool.
I was going to suggest that.
Yes. Yeah,
if you're in the water, that because you have a kind of a natural buoyancy.
You do, right. And the warm water makes your joints feel, they like it. It warms you up. It just makes you feel a little bit more looser. So at the Y, when we think about the Y's for everybody, we want to have options for everyone to become healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you wouldn't, it wouldn't be as much stress on your knees because you wouldn't have as much weight bearing down, and also the warm water would help loosen things up.
Yes.
And by the way, there is a warm water pool.
There is a warm water pool at both of our branches. That's correct.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit more about where the proceeds from the race go.
So I wanted to mention a couple things that I think are super important to our community. We know that Butler City specifically, there's a concern about addiction. And so we have partnered with the Geyser Foundation, and we have an addiction support group that meets at the Butler YMCA. And in that, we also provide child care for any children 7 or under. They come, and there's actually a licensed counselor from Geyser. And these are for families that have someone that is an addict. They can come in and feel support in a group, have someone keep their young children if they have them. And it really just gives the family better support. The other thing I'd mention is that we've recently partnered with Hope is Dope, which is a partnership with BC3 and the Centers for Community Resources. And this is a program that's also providing direct support to someone that's addicted. And they're working off of increasing the endorphins for that person over time. And we're actually providing YMCA memberships to that group to help provide exercise and support.
Increasing endorphins?
Increasing endorphins. So you know when you exercise, you get the feel good of exercise. So those feel good is what happens when you're an addict, that you've lost that natural feel good, and then your feel good only comes when you have your drug. What they're trying to replace is you can get your feel good back if you increase your endorphins regular enough so that they'll kind of balance each other out, and then eventually you can get your endorphins or your feel good back the natural way.
Mm-hmm. And it really does make you feel better.
Absolutely.
After you exercise.
We actually talk a lot about that in the early morning classes. We joke,
yes,
about it, the 6 a.m. cycle class or the weight training class at the Y. I try to take them before work starts, right? And a lot of people do. And, you know, we're like, just get through the hour, and then you will feel good for hours and hours. For the rest of the day, you're just teed up. And it's so true. Mm. It's so true.
Do you run, Jill, yourself?
So I ran for many years. I was a...
You were a competitive runner?
In high school, middle school and high school. I didn't do it in college.
You're slim and trim. That's why I was wondering if you were,
yeah,
you know...
I did run quite a bit. I loved it for many years. And I kind of, like you were mentioning, Dave, I was just kind of tired of pounding, you know, on the road and the pavement. And so now I do, I like cycle. Cycle class seems to really get my heart rate going. If I want to have that extra, you know, some French fries on a Friday night, I can do that. I'm going to, you know, I do like to hit cycle class like 4 times a week.
Now, there's actually a cycle class at the Y?
Absolutely, yep, on the 3rd floor. We have a lot of fun.
People do it together, or I mean, you don't have to teach people how to ride a bike,
right?
Do you?
Exactly, yeah. You know, there's quite a camaraderie going on there. We bond. You end up with the same people every day. So if you go to the 6 p.m. class or the 6 a.m. or middle of the day, it's the same people every day. And we become a family. And we sometimes will go to breakfast after class. But, yeah, we're all in one room. The lights are kind of dim. You know, it's early. We don't want to look too closely at each other. And we have Sandy up front or many of our other wonderful instructors. And, yeah, they take us on a ride for an hour. And by the end, we're sweating and you feel magical.
An hour?
1 hour.
Or it could be shorter, 30 minutes, 45.
Yeah, there's options.
Yeah.
There's
okay.
options. Yeah.
Makes my calf muscles hurt just thinking about that. Have you ever seen, it's an insurance commercial, the guy that has the huge
calf. Oh, isn't that funny? Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yes.
He must be going up a lot of hills,
yes,
putting some weight.
So
must
great.
Be.
Absolutely. So great.
We're talking with Jill Zoria and Sandy Eilenfeld from the Butler County Family YMCA. By the way, there's also a Y in Cranberry.
There is. Our Rosie Schneider Family YMCA. It is, mm-hmm, our sister branch in Cranberry Township.
Mm-hmm. And they got all that good stuff down there,
same
too, right?
Ditto.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Are Y memberships up? Seems to me they are. A lot of people are getting into fitness and healthy living, you know.
So they are a little bit up over the last year at the Butler YMCA. Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Youth mentoring is program that is fairly new, I think, at the Butler County Family YMCA.
So last year we started a new youth mentoring program called Reach and Rise. It is for youth ages 8 to 15 that are struggling with anything that the teacher or a guidance counselor or even a parent determines that they would be more successful if they work through some of those things like anxiety, bullying. And so they come together for youth mentoring. We have a program at the Butler YMCA. The person that is leading it has a degree in counseling. It is called therapeutic because it has been proven to work, so it's also called evidence-based. We are in our second year. We have four groups running right now. It's group mentoring, which means that there's six youth and two trained adults. I just can't say enough good things about what's coming out of those programs right now. The referrals come from Butler School District. Just to give you an idea, we cannot keep up with the need. So we are putting youth into programs that are helping them, but we can't keep up. So proceeds from this kind of an event go towards financially supporting that. That is totally free. The mentoring program is totally free.
The Y is not just a gym anymore.
It's not.
That's for sure.
At all.
We'll take a break and wrap up our conversation with our guests here in just a moment or so. One of our sponsors on the program today is Schnorr's Greenhouse, family owned and operated since, are you ready for this? 1889. That's right. They're celebrating 130 years in business right now. Schnorr's Greenhouse. Butler's longtime trusted greenhouse. They're off Herman Road. Look for Schnorr Road. If you've never been there before, it's easy to find. Off Herman Road, look for Schnorr Road near the RC Men's Club. A very friendly service, very knowledgeable staff. I was out there last year. I was looking for something new, and they helped me, and it was good fun. I got some sun patience. Have you ever heard of those? Sun patience plants. Beautiful. Annuals, hanging baskets, vegetable plants, tremendous selection from which to choose. Gift cards, too, at Schnorr's Greenhouse. They are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, Sunday, 11 to 5. Schnorr's, it's been the place to grow since 1889.
Butler Health System is a top 100 hospital for getting Doug back to playing with his grandkids and managing his farm.
For ensuring that Craig made it to his daughter's college graduation.
For helping Ray travel to Europe to visit his family.
At Butler Health System, we know what it takes to provide nationally recognized care. But more importantly, we know why we have to.
Caring hands, remarkable minds. That's Butler Health System.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Welcome back. Gosh, half an hour flies by here. We want to, especially for folks who may not have been with us when we started our conversation with Jill and Sandy, to review the particulars of the 44th Annual Butler Road Race. First of all, Jill, the date is?
Saturday, June 29th.
And folks, if you think that's a long ways off. Do remember that 1 week from today we'll be starting Memorial Day weekend. So that's how close we are to summertime. There's a 5 mile run and walk, but there's also a 2K, right, Jill?
Yes. Yep. You can have the option of one or the other.
Now, you can already register early bird. How do you do that?
Yeah, the early bird is over, but after June 15th, the price goes up a little bit, so I encourage everyone to get out there and register before June 15th. But the 5 mile is $30, and the 2K fun walk or run is $20, and both of those go up $5 after June 15th.
Can you do that online, or do you have to go to the Y?
You can go online or go to the Y. You can just go to the Butler website, and you'll see it right there. It's also on our Facebook account.
And if you don't decide to participate until the last minute, you can even register the day of the race.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in today. Sandy, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Jill, nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you, Dave.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up our program for today and for the week. We have a book talk day coming up on Monday. Laurie Hinterleiter, the director of the Butler Area Public Library, will be here to discuss an interesting novel, Where the Crawdads Sing, and it's by Delia Owens. We'll talk about it on the Monday edition of It's Your Turn. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy your weekend. We will see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
California, you see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals.